AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Congressman John Conyers' career is coming to an end.
I am retiring today.
The 88-year-old Conyers is facing allegations of sexual harassment by former staff members. In a radio interview in Detroit, Conyers talked about the allegations.
They are not accurate, or they're not true, and I think that they are something that I can't explain where they came from.
Conyers was not clear on when the retirement becomes effective. He is endorsing his son to replace him. John Conyers has been in a Detroit hospital for almost a week after complaining he felt lightheaded. The AP has a copy of a report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It says during the first few months of the Russia investigation, his office has spent more than $3 million. So far, four people have been charged, including former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on the defensive regarding his job. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Days after the White House signaled it will likely replace Tillerson in coming weeks, he's defending progress at his department.
State Department is not missing a beat.
Tillerson's been criticized for moves to overhaul the department and for leaving many ambassadorships unfilled at the U.S. Embassy in Brussels, where there is no ambassador to either Belgium or the European Union. He insisted things are coming along.
Well, we don't have any wins on the board yet. I can tell you we are in a much better position to advance America's interests.
Still, there are questions as Tillerson travels about whether he truly speaks for President Trump. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Santa Ana winds are blowing in Southern California. Samantha Zuniga lives in Ventura.
The winds changed, and within 20 minutes, I looked out my bedroom window, and I could see all of the glow and the flame from the fire.
This is AP Radio News. Athletes are being tested for possible doping leading up to the Winter Games in South Korea. Richard Budget is with the International Olympic Committee.
The Russian athletes have been tested more than any other country by a considerable margin. Requirements for Russian athletes are being particularly emphasized by the pre-games testing task force.
Budget says requirements being put on Russia have not been made on other countries because of past doping. Budget says athletes going to South Korea can be more confident than ever of a clean Olympics. At the Supreme Court today,
we got to live in America where we want to serve all people, love all people.
There are protesters for both sides in the dispute over a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The justices will decide if a baker was right to refuse to sell a wedding cake to a same-sex couple in Colorado because it went against his religious beliefs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.